Well, let's talk about tinnitus. It's that horrible ringing sensation in your ears that just won't go away. Auckland University researchers say they've made a breakthrough in managing the condition. Let's talk now to Dr. Phil Sanders, who is in audiology research at Auckland University. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What has your breakthrough involved?
So we've developed what we're calling a digital therapeutic. And it's an app-based program which delivers a few different therapies, so sound therapy, goal-based counselling, and attentional training games, which just help to mitigate the impacts of tinnitus on people's lives.
So what does this app do? Like, so do you get, like, some sort of white noise or something? I mean, do you have to rewire the brain?
Yeah, that's right. So in terms of the sound therapy part of it, there's a bunch of different sounds. Some of them are like white noise. They're all sort of broadband noises. So things like rain and ocean noises are often more popular because people like listening to natural sound. And so these can affect different levels of how tinnitus is impacting people. So on an emotional level, it can reduce stress. But then there is also that part where with long-term use, it can rewire the brain and make that tinnitus signal a less salient signal, so it becomes easier to ignore. And then the other part is like the attentional training games. It gets people to practice moving their attention away from the tinnitus to other sounds in audio space, really. And that, again, it just gets your brain moving attention away from the tinnitus, which makes it easier to deal with, and so it becomes less noticeable, and for some people, yeah.
Is this all wrapped up in this one app, is it?
Yeah, so it is all wrapped up in one app. It's currently the one we've just tested and published the information on, or the results of the study on, is in a prototype, but we're now optimizing it, and we'll do larger clinical trials with a view to getting FDA approval so it can be released in the States as well. But we'll probably test it out in New Zealand and possibly Canada first.
Yeah, it's exciting. Thanks for your time this morning. That's Dr. Phil Sanders. He's in audiology research with Auckland University.